All right, next question is about dry fasting. Natalia, would you please talk about dry fasting, its benefits per your experience, and how you incorporate it into your daily protocol? Okay, the questions go on and on, so I'm going to just, from this one person, so I'm just going to take it apart. Yes, okay, so dry fasting is when we take in nothing, not even water. And you can do that for an hour or two when you wake up. You can do it as long as you want to do it. I personally do it all day. And I'm a longitudinal experiment on myself. I'm a human laboratory. I do what I do. I don't recommend what I do to anyone else unless they've gotten to this point and that it's exactly right for where they are. You can dry fast intermittently. You can. For me, it's a lifestyle. And it. My states of expression of experience in the body are rapidly improving all the time. It's actually incredible because I just like I can't get over myself. I mean that not in like a, it's actually blows my mind how I think I've gotten to this peak where things can't get any better and they still get better, and the energy increases, the buzz increases, the hum increases, the joie de vivre, the just everything gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to go back. If it's working for me, I'm just going to keep doing it. So for me, I dry fast basically whatever it is, 23, 25 hours, depending on the day. I have one meal a day. I have my juice before my meal, and that's what I do. But the reason I got so excited about dry fasting was back when I was researching, basically doing some self-healing on myself after Electra was born. I've talked quite a bit about how after being in such a steady, predictable state of physical, you know, for me, perfection, after I had Tundi and Tommy, Tommy was, when Electra was born, Tommy was 10, Tundi was 12. So for a good 10 years, I had this steady, predictable state of what I considered perfection for myself. And then after Electra was born, I got back to it for a while, and then I kept on nursing her. I nursed her for 2.5 years, and that was too long for my body. My body did not want what was a very mutually beneficial arrangement between Electra and myself. At some point along the way, became probably not beneficial for either one of us, but she seemed to desire it, so I kept doing it, and I was maybe in some ways just kind of letting the child-led thing go too far, because I always like to say that, you know, children should lead, babies should lead, they know what to do, but maybe only to a certain point, maybe after 2 years, they get too caught up in there's addictions and attachments and things. And, you know, so I don't know. I leave that to you guys to think about, but she was draining me, and it was physically playing out in a really unfavorable way on my body, because I have, you know, people look at me and they think, oh, well, she's tiny and she's always that way. When I am off course, when my body's off, out of balance, I get quite weighty in my lower body, and I could see that was like I was getting cellulite again. I couldn't figure out what was going on, so I thought, okay, I've got to address this. What's going on? And that's when I just went on a full out pathogen cleanse. That's when I got really, really serious, a whole new level. And that's when EGD was developed, because it was basically there to address the major issues, the things that most women were dealing with, but they were still major issues. So anything to do with candida and cellulite, the hardest things to get rid of. And that's where the dry fasting came in. In my research, I found this Russian doctor who had done this incredible, totally out of the box research around dry fasting, and found that when you have rogue microbes and healthy life-generating microbes both exposed to a drought scenario, the life-generating microbes would survive, but the rogue microbes would die. And so by creating a drought scenario in the body, preventing the body from taking in water, it basically simulated this for them, and you could predictably, day by day, through dry fasting, kill off legions of pathogens. So I did it, and it worked, and it worked beautifully. And as part of a larger picture of the EGD program, which, you know, has lots of different pathogen eviscerators in it, and I went to town just annihilating all pathogens in every possible way. But by continuing to dry fast, you can ensure that despite the fact that you're exposed to inharmonious substances externally, not just internally, because remember, we're moving in a sea of radiation. There's so many other factors. There's breathing in gasoline and cigarettes and all. There's so much stuff that we're exposed to. Even me here in this beautiful place in the Southern Hemisphere, it'll happen. And it just is prevention for any possible sort of reorganization of the pathogens and their systems and complexes taking form. And so as a long-term solution, prevention solution, I like it. It works great for me. I like knowing that it's in place. And for me, it's also created a sense of wonderful peace and ease in the body. The body doesn't want to constantly have stuff in it, not even water. It just, and remember, and I talk about this every time people ask me about dry fasting, as you can imagine, all the time. Every time I meet somebody new, they have to, you know, and especially if it's, you know, if it's lunchtime and I'm not eating because, you know, there's lots of social things that go on at lunchtime, they'll ask me, why aren't you eating? So I'll tell them the story. If it's dinner time, they'll ask me about what I eat, and then they'll somehow come back to the conversation about what you eat during the day and what do you eat for breakfast. And then it's like, okay, well, it's almost starting back to square one with everyone every time I talk about it, because they all are so naturally curious about why would anyone dry fast? And that's why. Also because we want this incredible peace in the body and ease. And we the body isn't meant to be constantly taking stuff in. We should be so, this was what I was going to say. People think that drinking water is going to hydrate the body. It doesn't. It's the dry waste in the body that sucks all of the water from the body, and then people consume foods that are dry, so it creates an even greater water deficit in the body. And it's the cleansing of the intestine, it's the removal of the hard encrusted concrete-like waste matter in the intestine that enables the body to get truly hydrated. So it's incredible dry fasting. I'm so happy I found it as a solution, a long-term, and there's nothing sad about it, as far as I'm concerned. It, you know, there's other things to take in, the consciousness and the light, to breathe, taking the prana and the chi and all these different formats. We've become way too imbalanced in our focus of taking substances into the body as a way of meeting our needs, when it's actually, if anything, it's creating our needs. Certainly creating addiction, and most of the time it's stimulation. And in the case of water, it's usually not even life-generating water anyway. So, okay, next question within this same individual's grouping. There's a lot of buzz going on around water fasting and its benefits, how it's boosting some stem cells, and how healthy cells are eating unhealthy cells with great health benefits. I was lured into trying a water fast, and I literally felt like my body was breaking down. I went 3 days instead of five, and it was unbelievable. In the world of healthy, nothing about it felt healthy, but I've also been doing heavy parasite cleansing. From what I think, you dry fast every day, so you get the fasting in, and then you eat for roughly 1 hour a day, which is green juices, high raw, etc. If you hear something in what I'm saying that you can enrich my understanding, that will be way cool. Okay, and then she writes, specifically, why do you think my body was jittery? My brain felt like it was shutting down. I was shutting down, sleeping nonstop, could barely function, which is why I pulled. The doc is in the keto conversation. Train your body to burn fats rather than glucose. It felt reckless. Why could other people who seem so much less healthy than me endure the water fast? Was it because I was doing the parasite cleansing? Okay, I'm not a fan of water fasting. I'm not surprised this person felt terrible. Water fasting, the water, we're not talking about life-generating water. We're talking about water, if it's coming from the taps, if it's coming from a water bottle, it's dead water. It's not prana. You're not drinking prana. The only way to drink prana in today's world is either to go to a living mountain and drink from the babbling mountain, or very powerful, clean river. And, you know, it's always questionable. You got to test the water and all that. And that will have life force in it for sure. The other way is to get what's called organic water, which is the water that comes from vegetables, and especially from green vegetables. So that's going to, especially if you juice it straight away, if you drink it straight away after juicing it, the water is vortexing inside the plants. So you're getting vortexing water, which is what you want. If you're drinking vortexing water that has huge amounts of chlorophyll and life force in it, then you're actually putting something, you're putting the electromagnetic force, the electromagnetic pulse into your body. So you will give your body energy. And if you're doing that while you're doing your eliminations, your colonic irrigation, then you're going to be removing obstruction and filling yourself with life force. And that's the magical formula. But if you're taking in water and you're not getting that life force coming in, you're going to feel terrible. And the reason that the other people might not feel so bad, they probably do feel bad. You know, they may not be talking about that. I've never known anybody to water fast and not be bedridden. So I would be very interested to hear from somebody who's had tons of energy while water fasting. It doesn't work that way. I do hear all the time, and we all know firsthand, that you can have the greatest energy in the world while juice fasting with colonics. And that's why, that's what we do. So that's why this whole keto, fat burning, glucose, that language to me it's blue collar consciousness dietetics. It's nothing to do with electromagnetic energy and life force. Okay, next question. Regarding cosmic moral law, it's the answer I've been searching for many years. I'm sorry, let me rephrase this. Regarding cosmic moral law, it's the answer I've been searching for years. Raised Catholic, I love my roots. It's not who I am. I have even studied ACIM, which is A Course in Miracles, for 6 to 7 years, and it's still too connected to institutionalized ways of doing things. It has felt better than formalized religion, but still restrictive. I love the oneness conversation, finished Mutant Message recently. Can you offer up any other books like Mutant and Ishmael or different? I have Cosmic Moral Law that could help me on my way. Well, yes, and we have a whole library. If you go to the website, there's in Roots, Sprouts, and Wings, there is at the start of each of those sections are recommended reading. So I would go and look at that. Everything of course, by Daniel Quinn, and Columbus and Other Cannibals by Jack Forbes. I'm forgetting some of them. They're all on the website. And everything by Omram, of course. Everything by Women Who Run with the Wolves by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. And there's so many other wonderful ones, but they're all on the website. Next question within the same grouping. I take sulfur, diatomaceous earth, and nascent iodine. I've recently tried a glycerin-based one from Global Healing Center, and it was a pow that I think is really great. They have something like 1,200 to 1,500 five-star reviews, so I thought it was worthy to try after magnetic clay all these years, and I experienced an immediate detox response, but in ways I've not experienced with magnetic. But with this protocol for my thyroid, beyond removing beasts of parasites out of my body, sorry for the gross details, and heavy metals, anything else you'd recommend? Well, first of all, thank you for that recommendation. I'm happy to share it with the group. And if anyone wants to give it a try and get back to us, it'll be interesting to have some more feedback on this one. It's a glycerin-based nascent iodine from Global Healing Center. That's the name of the brand, it looks like. And anything else I recommend? I mean, really, it's everything from the EGD protocol to, most importantly, you've got the diatomaceous earth, as you mentioned, the sulfur, the nascent iodine, you've mentioned a lot of them, the fungal defense by Garden of Eden is wonderful, Pau de Arco is wonderful, of course, Artemisinin, which is wormwood, I recommend that a lot. Laetril, which is wonderful. You can research that. But, you know, most importantly, getting the waste out, getting the greens in, doing these things, just keep at it. You just got to keep at it. Especially if you're living in a place where you're consistently exposed to these things, it's not a matter of doing it and then stopping. You know, we shower every day. We're exposing ourselves to these things every day, so we need to neutralize them if we're going to be asymptomatic, if we're going to be symptom free. Okay, let's see. Next question, different person. Here's my question. Once we've had a recall of our primal power, are we safe to be around anyone and anything? Or does restoring that power bring with it the wisdom to steer clear of people, situations, and substances that would compromise our connection or reserve of power? Or perhaps a combination of both? Is it a constant balancing act? And the sooner we accept that balancing act, the more we restore our power. Also, can you speak more about the recapitulation process? How does one go about it? And how does one know it is complete? Or is it ever complete? Okay, let's unpack this one. So, once we've had a recall of primal power, are we safe to be around anyone and anything? Let's think about this. So we should be, yes, we should be, but we will choose not to be around in certain situations. And we will know that if we feel we are having to work very hard to maintain that center, we're probably going to have to go and replenish. But the mastery, when we reach a state of mastery, we are like the sun, and yes, we can be around anything, and that is where we can ultimately get to. But in between initiate stage and mastery, it's going to require preventing certain situations or neutralizing and restoring yourself after certain situations. So just most importantly, focus on that at the stage. But ultimately, and does restoring that power bring with it the wisdom to steer clear? Yes, exactly right. Just right, exactly what you say. We want to be smart, right? We don't want to go and you know, you just been given this huge allotment of energy, and then you just go and have to deal with so many forces around you that make you have to overly protect yourself, because you might not drain yourself, but at a certain point, you're going to need a rest. And there's going to always, remember that if you're exposing yourself to toxic things, there's always a price to be paid. But yes, eventually you should get to a point where you can really be anywhere in your mastery, exposed to anything, and have such an enormous reserve that you are just like the sun, radiating, and nothing can touch you. But don't be premature about that, assuming that that's the case before it is. Otherwise, you will have to contend with consequences. Recapitulation, how does one go about it? Recapitulation is described in great detail in my book, Emotional Eating SOS. And I would refer you to that. But mostly, you want to take your life apart in segments of years is the easiest way I found to do it. So, you know, what influences, what messages were you getting when you were very small, like, you know, between birth and 3 and 4, and then, you know, between like 5 and 9, and then ages 10 and 13, and then so on and so on and so on. Take your life in little snippets, because then when you do that, you can say, well, who did I know? Who was influencing me in those times, in those years? What was I exposed to? What was I consuming? What was my mindset? What were the messages? And that's a way to, you want to get as much information that you're not consciously walking around with. That's what recapitulation does. It enables us to remember, to access things that have influenced us and imprinted upon us and been a part of our programming that we don't walk around thinking about having been influences on us in our waking conscious life. Yet our waking conscious life is an expression of those deeper influences. So that's what recapitulation enables us to do. There is one more question I don't want to miss here. Bear with me a moment. It's the first one. Okay. So last question is, I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. What is Natalia's advice? I've been following Extremely Green Detox for years and taking nascent iodine daily up to 15 drops. So much conflict in diets where it's either go vegetarian or more protein. And I'm mostly only a plant eater, but I do love my 85% chocolate and anything with crunch from time to time. Okay, and I know this individual has been steadfastly working the principles over the long term, and it's just a matter of continuing to go because it's what you came in the world with. It's their lineage, and it's your exposure in this lifetime, and it's how you're living day to day. If you're in a city, if the radiation is still an issue, all these, there's so many factors. And remember that until the brain is completely balanced, until there's perfect balance between the hemispheres of the brain, there will still be hormonal imbalances and problems. So think about continuing to focus on balancing the centers, the center of the brain, and keep doing what you know works. And don't let yourself get derailed thinking about vegetarian or protein. These are all, it's again, when my oppressor gives me two options, I always take the third. Forget like anything that's being spoken about in blue collar consciousness. We just, it's not, it's worse than a distraction. It's like being cut off at the waist. You have no ability to move and do. It's a paralysis. It keeps you stuck. It's your fluidity, your ability to make great choices for yourself is going to come from being in the upper quadrant, in being in way higher levels of consciousness that transcend the world's perspective on nutrition. It's so barbaric, really. It's crude. It's dark ages. And you've got to stay steadfast, do what you know works, keep at it. You know there's a lot of irradiating that's gone on of the body. For some reason, the thyroid has been affected, and all you can do is chelate that the radiation and anything that goes with it, the pathogens, the heavy metals, all these things that are contributing factors, just keep moving it through, keep moving it out, and keep bringing in the greens, keep bringing in the primal power, keep bringing in the electromagnetic force. These are all synonyms of each other. There is no other way to get well. Remember, you're basically wanting to embody the electromagnetic current as much as possible. The degree to which you do that is the degree to which you heal. And the degree to which you implement all these other things, whether it's the recapitulation to figure out what's gone in that doesn't belong there, that's derailed you, whether it's the dietetics, the cholinergation, all of these things are just ways of getting you to become literally more of a holder, a container of the electromagnetic current. And that's what it all comes down to, because that's the current of the source, the primal energy, the primal power. And that's really what you're being. You're becoming these powerhouses, these beings of primal power. So I hope that was helpful. It's a very bittersweet moment to be saying goodbye, bye for now. But again, it is always bye for now. We will be in touch again very soon, I have no doubt. And know that you are on the highest possible path. And because you're on that path, don't let yourself get distracted, derailed by things that are not worthy of you. If it's not the electromagnetic current, if it's not the primal power, if it's not the source energy, if it's not the upper quadrant, if it's not the blindingly brilliant, intelligent light, it is not worthy of you. So just keep your sights set on that, and you can't go wrong. And I'm here to support, inspire you, guide you as much as you need me to. And it's my joy and pleasure and privilege and honor to have been with you this year. And I hope you know how much I love you and support you always. Okay, once again, final, bye for now.